Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model. Yay!
Good evening or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the families are home today. There's no school, no work, and we're all just relaxing and getting ready for the next day ahead. Now, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories is a family tradition with the mommies and daddies and grandma, nana, grandfather, poppy, aunts and uncles and babysitters and people who just care in making bedtime fun.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Oh, before we do that, do you want to read your book before we even do the bath?
Okay.
put on my reading glasses.
Oh, she has special glasses just like I do, boys and girls.
And I also have reading glasses too. We have the same one.
Oh, my goodness.
Just Better to Care by Mercer Mayer.
We're ready.
I played ball at Tiger's house. I hit the ball very hard. The ball flies next door. The ball is in the spooky yard. Maybe a monster lives there. I am brave. I will get the ball. I run. I trip and fall.
Oh, no.
Aw, nothing. Little old bunny hands me our ball. Thank you, I said. I say, Tiger, there's a monster there. I say, I ask my dad why it looks so spooky at the old bunny's house. Mrs. Bunny is not feeling well. She has no more. She's no one to help her, Dad says. We can help Mrs. Bunny. We are critters who care, I say. I call my friends. What a great idea. We will help too, they say. I make a picture for t-shirts. Little sister helps. Dad gets them made. We meet at my house where everyone wears a t-shirt. Parents come too. We all walk to Mrs. Bunny's house. I knock on the door. Mrs. Bunny says, hello, we are the critters who care. May we help you with our yard? With your yard? I ask, thank you, said Mrs. Bunny. We clip the bushes, we cut the grass, we pull up leaves, we trim the trees. Dad fixes the porch steps. Tiger fixes the shutter. I blow away old leaves. The house and yard look great. Mrs. Bunny brings cookies and juice for all. I help carry them. We say goodbye. What should we do next? I ask. Little sister says, we can get toys for kids who don't have any. Everyone says, good idea. The end.
Wow. That was so special. What did you think about the book after you read that story?
I thought I could care for everyone.
Wow. So, boys and girls, we not only learned experiences on what it is like losing a tooth from Miss Hannah, we also learned about how to take care of our environment from Natalie. That's so much information, but it's wonderful to learn it from such smart girls.
And not only Natalie tells you about how to be able to take care of the earth and be really kind to your neighbors, but she also takes care of herself so much so that she gets her nails polished. And they look so beautiful, boys and girls. I wish you could see it.
And my toes. The Tooth Fairy. Carol ran downstairs. Smile for me, John. She said, John smiled. He had a tiny white tooth. Karen laughed and said, now I know what the Tooth Fairy does with all these teeth. As she smiled, Karen felt another loose tooth right next to her nice new gap. She wiggled it with her finger and showed it to John. Guess what, John, she said. We're going to keep that Tooth Fairy very busy.
Wow.
Oh, that was so good. Did you do a good job, Starfish?
You did a wonderful job. I can just imagine all those teeth wiggling and wiggling.
And Ava, I know you're out there, and you're going to comment on the teeth, too. So why don't you call and tell us about your story about your teeth.
And Ava, we really want you to call in.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Tell the boys and girls once again how it was. Did you have any experience losing teeth at school?
Well, I told you that I lost my teeth at school, and I think that's it.
That time? Yeah.
I never lost a tooth at school.
Oh, always at home?
Yeah.
What did you do with your tooth? Did you put it in a flower pot?
No. I put it in like a fancy box because I didn't have my little treasure chest that the dentist gave me.
Oh.
I left it at my grandma.
And where did you put your tooth when you lost it?
There's this delay pillow thing. It has like the laces on it, and it's pink, and there's like a little pocket, and I put it in there.
Oh.
It's like a pillow.
Oh, nice. So, a little pillow for your tooth. That's wonderful for the tooth fairy to be able to do, and be able to find it so easy. You guys made it so special for her to be able to come. But you know what? I think that we've already talked about a book that was so special on Who Cares, and so now what we're going to do is we've got to get ready to take a bath, girly girl.
I'm a girly girl.
Oh, okay. How could I forget that? We got this girly girl.
Anna and Natalie.
Right, Anna too.
And before we go into Poetry Man, because as you know, this month is Poetry Month, we need to get into our rubber ducky song.
Right. And we'll play later when you do read your book about recycling. And we have a special song for that. But in the meantime, let's get to a poem that I think someone spent a lot of time in writing.
And boys and girls, you have not heard this poem anywhere in the world. Because
I wrote it.
Yes. You heard it here first on Aunt Jill's radio show. And it's on by Natalie.
And it's so special, Natalie, to be able to do that because it is Poetry Week.
And month two.
At school because they told us to write a lot of ones. Okay.
You ready, boys and girls?
So she's going to read five of her favorite poems.
This is my first one. It's I Were poem. If I were a dog and you were a cat, I would sniff you all around and I'd pet your fur. If I were a frog and you were a lily pad, I would jump all around you and I would sleep on you. If I were a turtle and you were a pond, I would swim all around and drink you all the time. This one is called An Acrostic Poem, and the word is trees. Tall and fat, really fun to climb, emerald green, easy to see, smells so good.
Yeah.
How this one works is you put the line down, then you try to think of some words that go with it.
Wow, boys and girls, I hope you're listening because she's not only reading her poem, but she's telling us how to write a poem.
Sounds like a contest.
This is another acrostic poem. Mine is water, wet, and you can swim in it. Tired, go for a swim, eat it, no drink it, really, really clear.
I know about water.
Okay, this one is
So what was the inspiration for the next one?
Let me find it.
Yeah, read us your favorite one.
Okay, this one is sunny. Shiny, very shiny. It hurts your eyes. It's another acrostic. Shiny, very shiny. Hurts your eyes. Above the clouds, gnarly stuff. Nickel. The sun looks like a nickel. Yellow.
Wow, the sun. That was great. And You could want to read some poems if you find some at the end, too. Oh, she has one more, boys and girls.
This one is called A Thin Cane. Dog, playful, furry, licking, playing, running, my favorite animal.
Oh, dogs and water and sunshine. We love it. And boys and girls, we're going to have, stay tuned for the end, because we're going to have some more poems by Natalie. Oh, she has one more. Here we go.
This is another thing, Ken. My topic is about monkey. Monkey, brown, smelly, swinging, playing, annoying, part of the zoo gorilla.
Oh, monkey, monkeys, play around. And guess what? We have to look forward for Hannah to write her poems when she becomes in second grade. That was awesome. Good job, Natalie.
Now, boys and girls, you have some poems that you would like to be able to share with us soon. So please come and listen to us. So all you have to do is go to the email at Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories and send them to us. We would love to hear all of them. So right now, I think what we're going to do is we're going to, we already talked about what we have to do to get ready to take that dirt all off of us, to drop off our dirty clothes, to get behind our ears and wash our hair and wash our toes and wash behind our ears. What do you have to do? And sometimes Hannah says she does it sometimes, but
take
not every day. Okay.
Say it again.
Take a bath.
Right. So let's hear that favorite song that we love to hear. Get ready. Here we go, boys and girls. Do you have your towel? Do you have your favorite rubber ducky? Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again.
In the water already?
Soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub. Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky.
washed behind our ears and washed behind our toes and we're sparkly and our hair is shampooed. Who is on the phone and wants to tell us about this?
I think she's waiting to talk, but I know she wants to listen to more stories first.
Come on, we're waiting. Don't be shy. We want to hear someone.
All right.
Especially Ava.
Especially who?
Ava.
All right, we'll see. Here we go. Okay, so we're going to hear another story?
Are we going to hear another song?
We just heard the song.
Yes. So, boys and girls, today we talked about, what did we talk about?
Recycling
and
losing our teeth and
poetry.
Certainly did.
Wow.
Special month.
Did you learn anything new about poetry?
Not really.
Oh, well, do you love anything special about poetry?
I like the way, like, it kind of rhymes, kind of.
Really?
It sounds good when it rhymes.
Wow. Did you learn anything new about losing teeth?
Try not. I'm just saying, when I lost my first top tooth, it was so bloody. It was like bloody everywhere. So bloody, like up here.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. I'm glad that Miss Hannah is telling us what to expect. Boys and girls, take notes so you'll be prepared. And what about taking care of the environment? What can you tell us about recycling and reusing? Natalie, what is important about recycling? Why do we need to do it?
It's because you don't. If you waste things, you should not waste things. You should use it so we can reuse and reuse. So we don't have to just throw away things that we already used. Just like put it in the recycling bin.
Exactly, and that brings me to my book. Starfish here. Recycle every day, not every other day, not every other month, every other year, but
every day.
Yes. Now, this book was written and illustrated by Nancy Elizabeth Wallace. Outside, it was raining. Inside, Mina was sitting on a chair, singing, "Recycle, recycle, recycle." "Why are you singing recycle, Mina?" asked Mom. "The children at school have been asked to make posters about recycling. The ones that get picked will be in the community recycling calendar. I'm trying to think of a really different idea of my poster." Can you girls think of what she can do for her poster?
She could just draw a recycle.
Yeah, what about you? What do you think she could do?
She could draw a recycling symbol in, like, put trash cans.
What?
I mean, recycling bin.
Yeah, well, I think Mima.
Write a trash can and put an X.
Oh, yeah, I think Mima needed you guys as friends.
Oh, all right. Own bag when they go to the grocery store.
Exactly. All right. What does recycle mean? Asked Pip. Is it like a bicycle? Mima giggled. Recycling is when you reuse or fix things instead of throwing them away. Did you know we recycle all the time? Asked Dad. We can help you with ideas. On Monday, they looked through their closets and dressers. I haven't worn this in years, said Mama. I really grew, said Mima. This never fits, said Dad. Look, Mima, I grew too, said Pip. They bundled up the clothes and brought them to the community bank. Passing on clothes in good condition to others is a form of recycling, said Mom. They would make a terrific poster. I'm still thinking, said Mima.
No.
On Tuesday, Mima and Dad cleaned up the yard. Have you ever cleaned up the yard or maybe cleaned up your park at school, girl?
No, not really.
You probably will. Or what about leaves? When you see leaves on the ground, have you pushed them away? Not yet. Well, maybe soon in the fall, because now it's spring. They put all the leaves and grass and weeds into the compost maker. This will turn into nice, rich soil for our garden, said Dad. And what a super idea for your poster. I'm still thinking, said Mila. On Wednesday, Mila and Pip and Mom gathered up all their empty cans. They brought them to... Where do they bring them, boys and girls? Where can they bring them? They brought them to the return machines at the recycling center. Crunch, crunch, crunch. What's happening inside that machine, Mima? Pip said. The machine is twisting the cans. Then they will be made into new cans. Pip said, look, Mima, I'm doing the can-can. The can machine is a good idea for your poster, Mima. Still thinking. The next day, Mima and Mama got their toothbrush. The corner market. They walked to the grocery store. And what can you do at the grocery store?
We can buy food.
Yes.
Sometimes they have, like, little toys there that you can get.
Oh, exactly. In the cereal aisle, Mima pointed, there's the recycling symbol. These boxes are made from recycled paper. That means trees were saved. That's why we use tote bags, too, said Mom. Is our trip to the grocery store giving you any ideas for your poster, Mima? I'm still thinking, she answered. On Friday, Mima and Pip looked through their book. When I was a tiny baby, I liked this one, said Pip. The magic carrot patch, said Mima. That used to be my favorite. I must have read it a million times. Mima and Pip piled up 7 books. They took them to
the community bank.
What do you think?
That need them?
Let's see. It took them to Books for Bunny, for every bunny, which could be the library. Thank you, said Miss Libra. We'll give your gently used books to children who might not have any. Every bunny needs a book. Look, Mima, posters, said Pip. Are you still thinking? Mima nodded. On Saturday, they had supper. When they finished, Mima helped wrap the leftovers. To reduce waste, use plastic containers instead of plastic wrap, said Dad. Will that idea work for your poster? I'm almost done thinking, said Mima. And on Sunday, Mom asked, isn't that your art for poster contest due tomorrow? Mima nodded. She began to think, recycle on Monday, recycle on Tuesday, recycle on Wednesday. Suddenly, Mima knew what she wanted to do. Mima gathered scissors, a glue stick, markers, and her pink polka dot pencil. She got out her box and used envelopes and old folders and scraps of found paper. Then she started to work. What is she working on? The next day, Mima brought the poster to school. Please, 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 pick mine, she whispered. Please, please. Please, please take mine. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday went by. finally it was a day when the children would find out whose toasters had been chosen for the calendar. Ooh, we got truth. Mr. Turner, the first selectman, spoke at the school assembly. If everybody does their part, together we can make the world a cleaner, greener place. Now, everyone listen to me. And now I have the pleasure of announcing the names of the artists whose posters have been chosen. January, Emily. February, Kyle. March, Carrie. April, Lexi. May, Tyrone. June, Timothy. July, Lindsay. August, Aaron. September, Lauren. October, Dave. November, Miguel. Vanessa, said Miss Turner. Vanessa's poster shows us how to make a bird feeder by recycling a plastic milk container. What a wonderful December holiday gift it would make. This will be our best community recycling calendar ever, said Mr. Turner. I want to close today with our cover artist, Mima. She even used recycled paper. Mima's poster, everyone listen, tells us to
recycle.
Every day. Say it with me.
Recycle. Every day. Everybody. Recycle. Every day.
Nice. That can even be brought to your school, boys and girls. And Hannah and Natalie, when you guys do recycling in school, I know that you will have a song to sing to your classmates. The end.
All right, boys and girls, and we just want to thank Blake Radio Network. This is where it comes from. And, of course, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
And Hannah and Natalie, would you like to say good night and sleep tight to any of your friends, of your cousins, of your grandma?
Good night. Caroline, good night. Grandma and Grandpa, good night. Mommy and Daddy. Good, and Bandit. Good night, Grandma. Good night to my friends. Good night to my teachers. Good night to my mom and my cousins.
Oh, and good night.
Look at my fish.
Oh, what is your fish name? What are the fish names?
Blueberry, but for sure I call him Bubbles, but I'd rather you call him Bubbles.
Oh, Bubbles, have a good night. And, of course...
And I have a dog and a cat.
Oh, good night to Natalie's dog and cat. And good night, Ava. Would Ava like to say good night to anyone?
We want to hear you.
Hello, Ava? Oh, maybe we're having technical difficulties, but I know... She would love to say goodnight to her mommy and daddy who are traveling, but will be back soon.
Ava, how are you doing? I hear you. Wonderful. Keep talking.
She definitely has her favorite stories, just like all our boys and girls. So, boys and girls, thanks so much for joining us. And take a trip to your imagination playland as you go into dreamland.
Well, you know what happens when boys and girls are falling fast asleep. They definitely dream. And this is one of the favorite times for the mommies and daddies when they finally lay down to sleep and they see this beautiful child and the children rest. And usually that is
finally,
like...
Finally, they don't have to take care of them anymore.
Yeah. By Kareem. Bailey Ray. She has this wonderful sound, wonderful song that talks about when you guys get ready to go to bed and you see them with their eyes so closed and they look so innocent, never causing any trouble.
Boys and girls, just like a star.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. All that to love. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe.
Thanks for joining me.
Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. And I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you.
Good night, Cameron.
What your old past said, for you got a friend in me. that you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You go seek it's our guest on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.